Let's read some verses. Let's read some verses about light and sun from the Holy Word of God on this day of eclipse darkness. There's no darkness in those that seek Jesus Christ. Psalm 4, verse 5 through 8. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. And I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. Yeah, Christ is the light. The Lord is the light. Matthew 5, 6. That's what we're doing today right here. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. People ask, why do you go out and preach on corners, hold gospel signs, lift up your voice? The Bible tells us to let our good works be seen so it may glorify our Heavenly Father. We're not talking praying on the corner. We're not talking about boasting about our giving. We're talking about preaching and lifting up the word and warning our neighbors about the wrath that's coming. Proverbs 4, 17 through 19. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. That used to be me walking in darkness, but the light of Christ changed my life. Matthew 24, 29 through 30. It's about the last days, the end times. This eclipse is not the last days or the end times. It's just a natural occurring event. Immediately after the tribulation, those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. Yeah, the Bible says in Revelation, people will be asking for rocks to fall upon them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Ecclesiastes 2, 13 and 14. Then I saw the wisdom exceeding folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happened to them all. Yeah, what happens to people walk in darkness? They always end up lost, either physically or spiritually, into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24, 27. As lightning coming out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. You want to talk about an event? This eclipse ain't nothing. You want to talk about an event when Christ is going to part the clouds and return in glory and take back his kingdom for the Father. Take back this creation. Luke 23, 44 through 46. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. The glorious story of our Savior who shed his blood and rose again to defeat death. But you don't have that if you're of the world and of the culture and of churchianity. If you're not living and seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You're a lip service Christian, not a born again Christian following the light of Christ. Luke 11, 34 through 36. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, the whole body is also full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light that is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part of dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give its light. Yeah, test yourself. I'll test myself. Do we have the light of Christ fully? Are we walking in darkness of the world, culture, and man-made religion? Revelation 6, 13 through 17. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty man and every bondman and every man hid, every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains and said, I just talked about this, and said, the mountains and rocks fall upon us. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For great is his wrath to come, and who shall be able to stand? Jesus is not the long-haired, blue-eyed, feminized American or world's false Jesus. He came as a baby. He died on that cross or that stake. It was actually a stake, a tree. And he's coming back as the fiery lion of Judah, ready to judge and destroy. 2 Thess 1. He's ready to avenge and destroy those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them again, saying, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yeah, here's one for you. If you claim Christ and you follow the culture and churchianity, you aren't walking in the light. 1 John says, you're a liar. You have not the truth in you. Revelation 21, 23. I love this verse. And these next verses of Revelation coming up. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did light it up. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Jesus Christ is the light that's going to shine and light up the New Jerusalem. Everybody today is worried about eclipse darkness, and they're all enamored by it. You should be focused on the light of Jesus Christ that's coming. And you'll be set apart unless you're one of the puny few that know him, serve him, love him, and have lost your lives for him. John 12, 46 through 48. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man heareth my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and received not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So Jesus' mission on earth wasn't judgment, but look what he said. If you're outside of him, the word is going to judge you. He is the word. He's coming back to judge in flaming fire. Revelation 22, 5 and 7, as the traffic just keeps rolling by on their way to the eclipse. There shall be no light there, and there shall be no candle, neither light for the sun, or light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them the light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants these things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. 2 Corinthians 4:4, warning about evil darkness, in whom the God of this world, that's Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in them. Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Father was pleased with the work of the Son. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And last verse on light, 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth into a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Yeah, lots of scriptures on light. I could keep reading on and on and on. Light versus darkness. This eclipse is nothing compared to the light of Christ and the darkness that's coming upon the world. Consider your fate. Repent, you're going to lose your souls. The churches in America are lying to you. The pastors, the priests are lying to you. America is an idolatrous, false nation set for the wrath of God. And that wrath is coming. Turn, seek him. Do not trample the blood of Christ. What a terrible, terrible thing to trample the blood of Christ. God is a consuming fire, and he will consume all those that are on the wrong side of this glorious Savior.